720 WGN, Pete McMurray, Jane Monzuris in the Allstate Skyline Studios. There's a lot of guys listening right now that want to be in relationships.
They want to find love.
They want to find love. The book is entitled The Cool Guy's Guide, The Game of Romance. Let's welcome in the authors, Matthew McCahill and Spencer Burnett. It's good to see you guys. Thanks for coming in so late.
Thanks for having us.
Fellas,
it's great to be here.
This is exciting. I can't wait to dig into the guy's mind.
Now, Spencer, you're a dating and relationship expert.
Yes.
What makes you an expert?
You know, I was raised by two amazing parents. And so I did not go to college for it, but I have spent 36 years watching an amazing example.
Okay.
I thought it was the hair.
Yeah, that's part
the
of it.
Hair's
I got
too.
That from my parents, too.
You have unbelievable hair.
Oh, thank you.
I mean, Jane, he's got great hair.
You got great hair.
You really do.
Well, and you got great parents.
Right, yeah.
I love that.
And Matthew, you're a player.
You got great hair,
too. Or you used to be a player.
I'm reformed, absolutely.
Yes. You've got great hair, and you're a reformed player.
I was, I think I'm very typical in the guy's world of, you know, I got burned early on and got bitter and then just went into this, you know, lay of the land, so to speak.
So now there's two different types of guys that are single. There's the player that's going out and looking for one night stands, but there's a guy that dates around.
Right.
Which I think is fine.
Yeah, sure.
But sometimes he's considered a player, which is wrong.
Well, I mean, you're right. There's two different types of players. And the guy that is the player that's looking for the one-night stand, he's usually pretty jaded, like Matt was talking about. But the guy that's dating around, what I found, especially like in the past few years, is those guys are actually looking for relationships. And when they find the woman that they finally like, they blow it.
Right.
And that is why we wrote this book.
Yep.
Yeah.
So say that again. When they finally find the woman, they don't know what to do, and so they blow it.
Yep.
And then she's gone.
Well, I feel like this book is going to be the book that more ex-boyfriends are going to get than any other book this year. Right? This
Who's going to buy it for him? The
ex-girlfriend's going to buy it for him.
She's going to say, listen, you missed out.
This is what you could have done.
Can you change behavior? Is what I want to know. So from a player perspective, can you change, if you read this book, and I'm going to, you go to the book, you're like, okay, make her a little care package, right? Or whatever section you're in, and you're dating somebody, can you change the behavior and learn it?
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. And that's the thing. It's like so many guys want something new, but they don't do anything different. And so that's the problem is they feel like they can't learn it. But there is a process to getting into a relationship. And we break it down into five different phases. So you don't run a little bit too hot, or you move in with the girl that you finally likes, within the first 2 weeks.
What's the rush?
Right. But you also don't go too slow. Yeah.
So then that's a good point there, too, because a lot of times they say don't jump in, don't go on a date every night for the first 14 days of your relationship, because you're going to blow it because it's too much away.
And that's part of you have to continue playing the game. So it's a book not for just players. It's a book for guys, the regular guys. Right.
Yeah.
Cool. It could have been the nice guy's guide, but that wouldn't have been as cool. Right.
So the nice guy's guide.
It's really just for the guys that are normal. They don't have a hard time meeting girls and talking to girls. They're looking for some extra tips and some extra guidance to get to that next level. Right. I've had girls where when I was a player, and I would be dating, and I'm like, oh, my God, this girl is just the girl I want to meet. Just the girl I've wanted to meet. And then I drop my wall, and all of a sudden, I blow it.
You can't.
Because I turned into a nice guy.
You can't do that.
Yeah.
It's interesting that you say that, because it's always a game at the beginning. Even if she's the one, it's always a game at the beginning.
It has to be.
Absolutely. Yeah. Every species has their mating dance,
Right.
Yeah. And once you understand how it works between humans,
right.
Then you can start to understand it better and start showing up and building that relationship with a strong foundation.
I feel like I can go on tour with these guys. I mean, I speak this language.
Let's do it.
You could be the host. You could be the moderator.
He can talk about the kissing.
Yeah, boy, the Michael Jordan of kissing.
Thank you, guys.
Do you think, though, a little bit it's about timing? So we always say, when I was out in the dating world, we would say, is their cab light on? So you're out and you see a guy, you're like, oh, I think I like this guy. He's so cool. It's nice.
Yep.
If his cab light is on, that means that maybe he's available to date, if his cap light's off, it doesn't matter how nice he is to you, how pretty he is, whatever, his cap light is off. He is not ready to date anyone seriously. Because of timing.
Yeah. You've got to find the not only the right person, but the right person at the right time in their life.
That's so hard.
But it's really hard.
But there's also the you know, the women that are marrying men young and quick, right? They have an agenda, and they're putting it out there in the world of what they want.
Mm-hmm.
They're saying, I want to get married. I'm not looking to be your girlfriend for 5-10 years. And they're telling him. And the guy's listening, and he wants to please. He's in love. He wants to be that guy. And this is the same thing that guys need to do, and we don't do often enough. We don't express what we're looking for and what we want.
Do you tell guys never, ever, ever, ever get engaged in the infatuation stage, which is usually the first 90 days or could be the first 6 months?
Yeah, in the book, we actually talk about the first year. That's what the book is about, is the first year in the relationship. And it's really important to see someone through all of the seasons, you know, not just, you know, spring,
sure,
summer and all
absolutely.
That, but like what they're like around their family, around their friends. What are they like in a stressful situation? Because a good relationship isn't just one of which you get along. It's a good relationship is where you learn how to not get along together. And that takes some time to reveal, because it's easy to fake in the first 90 days.
Yeah,
right? Everyone can be on good
you're
behavior.
You're still in that dance. You're still in the game phase.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. How about a trip together? I mean,
you really
learn about a person.
You do,
when
but
you take a
but
trip.
That's also you've got this girl that, you know, maybe she's just a level up from you. That's going to take her away from you. That's going to pull her away sometimes, right? You know, the girl that works at the bar would love to have that free trip to Jamaica, right? But this is the girl that you're looking to really get into a long life with. And sometimes when you do that, it has misrepresentation of what you're looking for and what you're really doing.
So, Matthew, are you married?
I am married, yeah.
How many years?
So it works.
Yeah, I'm on my 8th year of marriage.
Wow.
And,
I thought you were going to say I'm on my 8th marriage. Your 8th year of marriage. Okay.
8 times got it right. No, that's, yeah. First marriage.
When you told your wife that you were writing this book about dating, what did she say?
Well, at first, I started it with, I'm writing this book and I don't want you to ever read it. And so the curiosity caught the cat many times.
Of
right?
course.
So she, you know, it's almost what if I didn't say anything, she wouldn't want to get involved. But she was, you know.
She's like, you did this to me and you did this and you did this and you did this. Whoa, I just opened up to a page. I don't think I can say that out loud.
Oh, yeah, you got to be careful. Matthew McHale and Spencer Burnett. The Cool Guy's Guide, The Game of Romance is the name of the book. Biggest mistake guys make in the first year. What is it?
Oh, man. I mean, there's a lot of mistakes that guys make in the first year.
They're going to make them regardless, by the way. There's nothing the book's going to save for the mistakes.
Right.
It's how you turn them into wins.
And that's exactly what it is running away from those mistakes. A lot of times they, when you have the nature of a player and something goes wrong, you tend to go with what works, which is finding a new girl. Right.
Yeah.
And so it's how you manage those mistakes, how you communicate, how you come back from, you know, the loss of, you know, maybe not playing your cards right and getting back into sync with her. Because, again, that's representative of a real relationship. Like, stuff is going to go wrong.
Right.
Talk about living in the downtown area city as opposed to the suburbs or as opposed to even further out. Do you feel like dating in the city, it is all about, it's a player's game because everyone's out, they're all running around River North, you got Tinder, you're swiping left, you're going to this place, and maybe somewhere in a smaller town or out in the burbs is not the same. Or you see players everywhere and people not doing the right things to meet the one they want to love.
I lived on the Big Island of Hawaii for many years, and so I've been in the most desolate areas of life, and I've been in the biggest cities in the country, right? So it doesn't matter. There's the same love and everything else. You probably have callers right now that are thinking to themselves, you know, I need to call them because I want to find out why my husband's not home or why my boyfriend's not home right now, right? And then you've got guys that are also probably want to know, you know, well, why am I not connecting with all these girls? What's the thing? But and I'd love to hear from anybody that has a story.
So it's not about living in a bubble. I'll tell you guys an example. I have a fiance. When we first started dating, we would go out on dates every Tuesday. And so my family started calling him Tuesday Night Kurt, and they didn't even know about him for maybe 6 months into us dating. We went out on Tuesdays, and my girlfriends were like, Do you know what who guys on that you date on Tuesdays, what they're doing on the weekends? They go home to their wives and their families. I'm like, what? Oh, you know, and so this was a thing. But it turns out there wasn't a wife and a family on the weekends. And he didn't live in another city. But it was because...
He wasn't a pilot.
Correct. That's interesting. no, but we went out and we picked a date and it was our Tuesdays. And that's what we did because we kept it slow and it worked out fine. But
that's actually very healthy.
You think so?
Yeah, because you got to look forward to Tuesdays, right?
It was a great break in the week.
Yeah. But, but he needs to also change it up a little bit once in a while. Right, because then
he would plan spectacular dates. It was like we went out.
I hate this guy. I love him, but I hate him. He's a good-looking man, and he does everything right. And I want to punch him in the stomach every time I see him.
But it was he always planned a Tuesday night date, and to me, it was very special. And I looked forward to it. And we would go. It wasn't fancy restaurants. It was restaurants like all over the crevices of the city. Like anywhere we'd find, he'd be like, "Oh, I found this really cool," and we would go have this experience together. So, is that in your book? It should be. I think it is.
There is, yeah. There's all types of tips in there for all types of walks of life. Because every girl has an individual way they want to have the relationship, right? And every guy has the same thought process, too. He wants to have a certain way. And so the tips either steer you one way or another, depending on what type you are, right? Because there's super alpha guys, and then there's little bit guys that are just the nice guys, right?
Yeah, something that would fit someone, like they're sort of who they are.
And a lot of people are going to say, that guy doesn't exist, right? I can tell you that for our book signing we did at the Godfrey Hotel early last month, and a guy, really good-looking guy in his 30s, he's like, I came because I have a lot of money, and I'm just a nice guy, and I cannot, for the life of me, get engaged. And he was like, this is exactly what I needed.
Wow.
And we spent about 20 minutes together, and it was really just that emotional bonding of men of where we're like, so many guys are talking about the girl last night, but there's a lot of guys nowadays, they're talking about the girl next door, the girl coming up in the future, right?
Sure. So guys need to be coached.
Yeah,
your follow-up book is about married guys because they drop the ball everywhere.
Well, I'm telling you, especially for that.
Especially with Mother's Day coming up.
I think this could last into marriage too because you got to do the same. You still got to date when you're married.
Absolutely, yeah. And that's the number one mistake guys make in like the second year is they forget to continually date their woman, and you've got to chase her like you've never had her before, even though she sleeps in the same bed as you. And we forget that so much. And in this book, not only is it tips from mine and Matt's experiences, but it's also meant to inspire guys to come up with their own stuff. You know, it's supposed to provoke creativity, so you're putting that effort into the relationship, and it doesn't have to be a grandiose idea.
Yeah.
You know, I remember, being a kid watching my parents and literally they would turn everything into a date. Like, it's like, oh, you want to walk around the block, go on a date, a grocery store date, and they just referred to everything as a
date.
To keep on in the forefront of their mind is like, hey, we are romantic partners.
I love that.
Right? So we didn't have a lot of money though. So
it's interesting that you say that, Spencer, because we do that. I do that with my wife. Oh, I got a date walking the dog.
Yeah.
And my son hears that and it processes with him. So, it's learned behavior. It really is.
Yeah, you are being a great example to your son. And that is the number one thing that is wrong in the culture is we don't have a model. Men don't have a model of what a good man looks like. And even more so, women don't have a good model of how a man should treat them. And that's why this book is so great.
Jane has her arms in the air.
So
she's so happy.
Model.
Thank you. I love that.
I've been married 18 years. And I said to my wife, I think it was last week. And I said, hey, we need to go out. And she goes, you need to ask me on a date. And I paused for a second. Yeah. I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
You got me. Yeah. Because we forget that. 18 years I'd been married and you forget.
Yeah.
You do. You've got to give them something to look forward to.
Right. Right?
It's part of boringness, right?
Yeah. Let me take a quick break and we'll discuss some more. How about three tips to guys listening right now? We'll come back. Give them three takeaways, some ideas for romance.
All right, when we come back.
That's the teaser. The Cool Guys Guide, The Game of Romance. They can get this anywhere, Amazon?
I love it.
They can go to thecoolguysguide.com and get the book there.
Love it.
First chapter is on the website. They can read it before they buy it.
Oh, fantastic.
I love that.
All right. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Matthew McCahill and Spencer Burnett in studio. That is nice. The book is entitled The Cool Guy's Guide, The Game of Romance. Matthew McCahill and Spencer Burnett in studio. All right. Let's give the guys some tips that need help. What can you do? What can you tell us?
I would say my first tip is don't be boring. right? I mean, you know, that's why there's so many tips in this book. It's to inspire you, to get you to do something that's a little different. Stand out from the crowd is a whole chapter in our book, right?
And in the chapter, so, and this is not meant in any sort of mean way, but some people are just boring, right? It's not in their nature to do something that's not boring. However, my question is, in their, you know, whatever their personality is, they can find something that's not boring that may, you know, maybe it just fits with what he's doing with the girl. Does that make sense?
Yeah,
not at all.
It makes sense. And some people are, you know, naturally not as charismatic and fun.
Correct.
But that's like saying some people are lazy.
Right.
You know, you can fix that by working hard, you know. And so the same thing with being boring. You can fix that by being creative. And everyone has something inside of them that somebody loves.
Yes.
Right.
That's
the people
what
that
I
know
say.
You love you.
Yes.
Right? Mm-hmm. And there's a reason for that. So if you can learn how to kind of wear that as your skin all the time, as opposed to like keeping it in or being shy or just being lazy, that's the way to kind of step out and start putting in some effort.
So not necessarily they're boring, it's just that there's something for everyone, and someone else's, what I'm going to add to this relationship may be different than this relationship.
Yeah, absolutely.
How about notes? I'm a big note guy. I'll leave a note in my wife's car. Tuesday she had a huge presentation. I put a note on her front seat.
Yeah.
So when she got in the car to go to work, she saw the notes.
Yeah. I wrote a note on the bathroom wall when I was just starting to date this girl, and of course it backfired on me because she thought another girl wrote it when she got, I knew the shower was going to steam up, and then she would see it, and she's like, some girl wrote on your wall in your mirror. And I'm like, no, that was for you.
Wow.
You know, the thing on taking notes. You know, one of the tips that I give guys is demonstrate that you're thinking about her when she's not around. Okay. So one of the things that I do, I actually did it today when I went grocery shopping. I just bought some flowers, and Trader Joe's has these elote chips. I don't know if you guys have ever tried them. They're amazing. And I just surprised my girlfriend with them. Another thing too is leaving notes. So I'll leave a note in my girlfriend's pants pocket. So like, and so while they're in the dresser, you know, or hanging up. So whenever she decides to wear those pants, like it might be a month from now, you know, it might be a couple weeks from now, she'll just find that to know that I was thinking about her when she wasn't around.
And you know, that just makes you go, oh, look at that.
Does she appreciate it?
Oh yes. My God, yeah.
How long have you been dating her?
A year and a half.
Okay.
So is she
are
the
you,
one?
Are you writing your, Matthew, are you writing your wife notes?
Oh yeah, I do either a note, but I don't have good handwriting, so I'll usually do something more like something that she likes. Like she loves sugar cookies, so I'll get a big smiley face sugar cookie and leave it in the front of her car, so that when she gets in her car, she sees that.
Those little sweet things are so nice. Kurt used to bring me, we call it the chip. It was just a gigantic chocolate chip cookie. But when we were dating, we didn't live together, and he would come over, he would bring me a chip. And he was like, I have to rush home and get you a chip before the store closes. Mm-hmm. Finally, I was like, dude, you're making me fat, so no more chips.
You got to cut it out.
See, but that's one of the great things about, you know, us as guys. If we're all talking and we're commemorating these things, you just reminded me of something that I did probably 6 years ago.
Right.
So I'm going to do it again in this next couple of weeks here, just because it was a good reminder.
Right.
And that's what we got to do. We got to remind each other and talk about it.
What about advice for women?
Well, for
don't be so hard on your guy.
I mean, can we read this book? Will we get something out of it?
Absolutely. I mean, this is a gold mine of information for getting inside the mind of a good man's head. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, you know, what it looks like to be a good man, so you can know how to qualify a good man. You know, the first book that I ever read about relationships was a book written by a woman for women, so I can better understand that. Instead of reading a book, you know, about how guys do things, I wanted to hear how women did it. Because whenever you know your audience, you know, then you can, you can, you know, speak to them in a way that they really understand. And so this is we wrote this book for men, but with women in mind.
There was something on page 93 that hit home with me. I have 7 brothers, and I go out with my brothers a lot. So my wife said to me one time, maybe I should go out with you guys. So you have invite her out on a guy's night on page 93. Yeah, I invited her out, and that was the last time she went out with us. She's like, okay, you're going to have your guy time. I don't need to see it anymore.
Yeah, rather than keeping it from her.
Right, because we don't do anything. We just sit around and talk smack and laugh at each other.
Yeah,
that's it. Well,
it's an interesting thing because you guys go out on the guy weekends, and in the beginning we're like, what are they doing? I want to go. I want to see it. And then now I just realize, I'm like, you know what? You're a happier guy. You love it. Go do your thing. And I get a little time alone. I can watch all my favorite shows.
Guys
stay up late,
time.
Drink wine. It's fine.
It's it's important to miss each other.
Yeah,
you know, especially when we get in that infatuation stage, we want to spend all of our time together, and it's so important to create that distance. Not only so you have time to miss each other, but so you can live your own life, and then bring that back together when you guys meet up next and share the personal experiences that you have, instead of being able to constantly finish each other's sentences.
630 area code. First year, no truer word. I propose 1 year to the day. Now getting divorced.
Oh boy.
Yeah, you can't do that. Don't get engaged in the infatuation.
Can you guys
stage.
Go on a speaking tour? I think that'd be great.
Oh yes. I mean, I was just in California. Mm-hmm. I was just in California doing a bunch of podcasts. Next week, I go to San Antonio and Dallas. So we're getting the word out there.
That's good.
The Cool Guys Guide: The Game of Romance. What's the website again?
CoolGuysGuide.com.
That's easy. Guys, thanks for coming in. Good
great.
To see you.
Great Thank
to
you. Have you.
Continued success with the book.
Yeah.
Thanks, guys.
All right. News is next at 720 WGN.